morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking some Packers football this morning. We're talking Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy, and a couple more topics. As we make our way through the summer, we're one day closer to the start of training camp. Late July. Getting ready for our 4th of July weekend. Coming up next week, huh? What is that, exactly 1 week from today? 4th of July? It's coming soon. But anyhow, let's talk some Packers football. In the news over the past 24 hours, monitoring the media. Top story today in this morning's Packers Daily Links. If you want to comment about today's news, comment on the show. Feel free to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV. All those comments will pop up on our live blog. Or feel free to use the handy-dandy Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. But yeah, in the news today, in this morning's Packers Daily Links, if you scroll down to the bottom right-hand corner of the page, there's a link to this morning's Packers Daily Links. Top story has to do with Brett Favre, former Packers quarterback Brett Favre, commenting on current Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And just about any time Brett Favre opens his mouth, it's news in Wisconsin. That's just the way it is. But we're especially paying attention whenever he talks about Aaron Rodgers, though. The man who succeeded him. Not an enviable task to follow in the footsteps of a football legend like Brett Favre. But especially in the way the divorce between Brett Favre and the Packers ended, becomes no more envious. Only makes it harder to follow in his footsteps. But something that Aaron Rodgers has done with aplomb, done very well at, following Brett Favre and, you know, winning a Super Bowl and just handling the whole media situation superbly. I'm not telling you anything you don't know already. At least if you're a Packers fan, and if you're watching this show, you better be. I feel sorry for anybody who just kind of like stumbles upon this website by accident and might listen to the show if you're not a Packer fan. Probably bored to tears. But so Brett Favre, he has an interview aired yesterday. I think the interview actually took place last Thursday or last Friday, if I'm correct. Anyhow, he has a sit-down with the NFL Network's Deion Sanders, former 49er, former Dallas Cowboy, former Atlanta Falcon, Deion Sanders, now works for the NFL Network. They have a sit-down talk, and portions of this interview have aired already previously, in which, you know, one of the big parts was Brett Favre talking about Bountygate and how he doesn't care. That was the quote, the big news-making quote coming out of the previously aired portion of the interview. But so the NFL Network airs another portion yesterday, on Tuesday. And Brett Favre said a couple things. Of course, of probably the biggest importance or the biggest headline making generating comments yesterday was when he commented on Aaron Rodgers, the current Packers quarterback. And what Favre said is actually pretty innocuous. Nothing that didn't make any waves, really. And I mean, we pay attention to what Favre has to say about Rodgers, because if you'll remember, in the aftermath of the Packers Super Bowl victory in the 2010 season, although the Super Bowl itself was actually in 2011. But Brett Favre had said And I forget where did this actually air, or did it appear in a newspaper article? I don't even know. But Favre said he was surprised Aaron Rodgers didn't win a Super Bowl sooner, which many have perceived as kind of a backhanded compliment, kind of a slight at Rodgers that you should be winning more Super Bowls or something like that. I don't think that's what Favre intended, but that's what people got out of it. But anyhow, here's what Favre had to say yesterday. Like I said, pretty innocuous, actually. Favre says, quote, "I knew it when I left. This guy has all the tools. He can beat you with his feet. He has a great arm, extremely accurate, handles the cast around him perfectly." End quote. So those are the comments by Brett Favre. Yeah, actually says some pretty nice things about Aaron Rodgers. Can't really find any fault with that. I'm sure somebody out there could if they really wanted to find some sort of fault with that comment on Aaron Rodgers. Perceive it as another backhanded compliment, maybe. I can't do it, though. It just seems something rather nothing... You know, nothing extraordinary about that. Just basic, you know, praising Aaron Rodgers for what he is. And I would think most people would agree with his assessment. The other thing that Favre kind of got attention for was he talked about other quarterbacks in the NFL, and I think he made a comment about Tom Brady as well, but he compared himself to Tony Romo, or said something along the lines that he sees a bit of himself in Tony Romo, things like that. So that got a little bit of attention as well, just for the fact that he, you know, kind of compared himself to a player out there. And you know, I'm sure Dallas Cowboy fans are probably paying more attention to that than we are. In Wisconsin, people are going to pay attention to what Brett Favre has to say about Aaron Rodgers more so than anything. But that was the big news yesterday, the Brett Favre interview airing on the NFL Network. But nothing too earth shattering, actually. I suppose this could even be viewed, if you really wanted to, in Brett Favre bringing himself back into the good graces of the Packers organization by saying something non-controversial. Actually saying kind words about Aaron Rodgers. Can we skew it in that way? Can we turn this, you know, this whole Brett Favre comments thing, can we push it in that direction? Getting back in the good graces of Packer fans. Is he doing that? Anybody want to go out on a limb and say that he's doing that? That the Packers are going to welcome him back. They're going to retire his number. That's the next thing on the agenda, right? At some point, they got to have that ceremony. We've talked about that at length before. I've said myself how I don't think the Packers should retire Brett Favre's number, although I do think he should be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and even the Packers Hall of Fame for that matter. But we've already had that discussion. We'll leave it there. Maybe someday, perhaps, we'll revisit it. No doubt we will when that day actually comes. That's just my opinion. I think Brett Favre is going to get his number retired. I just don't agree with it. Anyhow. Other Packers news making headlines yesterday. An interview with head coach Mike McCarthy was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel publication, I should say. I think it was actually printed in the Journal Sentinel's Packer Plus publication. Their weekly Packers magazine. I don't know if it actually publishes weekly in the off season. I know during the season, I think it does. They come out with that like newspaper type. I don't know what you call it, a magazine. But it's not like, you know, a typical magazine on glossy paper or anything. It's just a weekly newspaper solely dedicated to the Green Bay Packers called Packer Plus. But it also, of course, published online on JS Online, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's website. So yeah, reporter Rob Reichel, who's the, you know, does the main person there at the Packer Plus, you know, has a sit down with Mike McCarthy, and they talk about lots of topics, and, you know, for the most part, nothing too earth-shattering came out of the interview. You know, it's Mike McCarthy was asked about last season, and basically his expectations for this season, and says they're high, and says, you know, last year wasn't good enough, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, really, I mean, kind of the stuff you expect any coach to say. I mean, when you don't win the Super Bowl, yeah, that's not good enough. I mean, 31 out of 32 teams are going to say that. that their season wasn't good enough. Isn't that sad in a way? 31 out of 32 teams have to say their season wasn't good enough. Only one team can say that it was. But, you know, it just before I came on air, I had my attention was drawn to the post over at the National Football or ProFootballTalk.com by Mike Florio, taking Mike McCarthy's interview and basically running with it, trying to make inferences from what McCarthy said during his interview. And I don't know. It's just, here's what McCarthy said. He says, quote, "I just feel with all returning players, our fourth year in the system defensively, we have a lot of experience with players in the system. I just feel as a whole, it was a very athletic offseason program, and I've been impressed with the quality of depth and the competition we're going to have." McCarthy goes on. What does he say here? Quote, I think we're probably putting too much into the statement because we've been fortunate enough to have quality depth and a competitive training camps. But this one on paper looks like it's going to live up to those standards. And what Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com says, that was a bold shot calling claim from McCarthy. I don't see anything bold about what Mike McCarthy said at all. Bold, huh? I don't know. That's just such a reach. Like, you know, like, I don't even know if this was, like, worthy of a post at ProFootballTalk.com. You know, I realize their job, what they do. I mean, we do the same thing at you know, Cheesehead TV. You take whatever Packers news is out there and comment on it, you know, give your opinion on it. But, I mean, I think there's, you know, not an opinion to be even made about this interview. It's just, it wasn't bold. Mike McCarthy was nice enough to grant an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he did, and he talked about the season and how he has high expectations and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, he's saying the same thing that every other coach in the NFL is saying out there. Nothing is exactly too bold here. So, the one thing I guess I did find kind of interesting out of this whole interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if you read through the whole thing, and it's kind of long. I mean, you know, they probably sat down for a good 10, 15 minutes, and I'm sure the whole interview was transcribed almost verbatim in a Q&A that they published. Mike McCarthy talks about doing something quote-unquote bigger than the Packers when he's done coaching. He has a calling that he'll do something bigger when he's all said and done with coaching the Packers. He did, of course, add he hopes that's a long time down the road. But you know, and he didn't specify as to what he what he means by something bigger. In fact, he said he doesn't even know what it is. But I guess it's, you know, Mike McCarthy already thinking about the future, I guess, is what you could perhaps infer from that quote, from that portion of the interview. You know, I don't know if that already means he's thinking about retiring. Again, I think that's kind of a stretch as well. I mean, he was asked a question about his future. So, I mean, it's kind of hard not to expect him to talk about it, basically. So, and he says he hopes it's a long time away. But, you know, Mike McCarthy's done a good job with the Packers so far. A very good job. Winning a Super Bowl. I'm sure fans wish they'd win more. But the Mike McCarthy era is not over yet. And he's got a very good team in place, not only for the 2012 season, but future seasons as well. As long as Aaron Rodgers is at the QB, Packers are going to have a good chance to win some more Super Bowls. So, you know, he's done a good job so far. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL. I don't know if I'd say he's the best, but he's in the right direction. And, you know, I think everybody gives him wants to see what he continues to do. You know, I don't think there's anybody out there calling for Mike McCarthy's head right now. I'm sure maybe there's a few crackpots doing that out there, but there's so much in the minority they can't even be taken seriously right now at this point. You know, I'm sure all of a sudden if the Packers were to, for whatever reason, have a season that they go 4-12 this year, then, you know, the cries would be very loud. But not that I think that that's likely or anything like that. I don't see any way in which that could happen unless perhaps Aaron Rodgers gets injured. That's almost the only way it could happen, that the Packers, you know, underachieve, underperform in 2012. Everything's going in the right direction. Everything's positive right now. Packers, one of the best teams in the NFL. Mike McCarthy, one of the best coaches in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Sure, there's some issues on defense with the Packers. But they're working on fixing them. You know, you got to give them their chance, their opportunity to fix things. One thing I guess I've kind of noticed is, doesn't it seem like the Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator for the Packers, is kind of continuously up and down? It's like a roller coaster ride with him. It's like good year followed by poor year, good year followed by poor year. And I mean, you know, I don't know how to define poor exactly. It's not like, you know, every other year he just does extremely bad or anything like that. But, you know, down comparatively, I guess. I suppose I'd like to see, as a fan, more consistency out of Dom Capers' defenses. And, you know, I'm not just talking about the Packers. You know, we're going back to his days as a head coach with the Carolina Panthers, things like that. Even his days with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to see more consistency, like several years in a row strung together with good defensive performances. Fans will take a bounce back here, certainly this year, no doubt about it. I think that's what everybody's hoping for. And with all, all the moves they've made in the offseason, adding all the draft picks on defense, adding some guys in free agency, it shows that the Packers are serious about at least trying to make the defense better. We won't find out until the regular season starts. Things are trending in the right direction. Taryn for 12 comments on the live blog. Perhaps it's over adjusting what worked. Maybe. Perhaps you tend to overthink things a little bit. It was definitely hard to see the Packers go from winning the Super Bowl to giving up the most passing yards in the history of the NFL. That was a bitter pill to swallow, you know, to go from on top of the world to the bottom of the scrap heap, at least in one statistical category, last season. And, you know, the Packers still did good things last year on defense, especially getting all those turnovers, the interceptions. You know, somehow they just have a knack for getting those turnovers. But, you know, and again, I've heard the argument many times. Perhaps the Packers' defense was so bad, partially due to the Packers' offense being so good. You know, and that teams just had to play catch up. They constantly had to sit back and pass the ball just to catch up. I understand that all. But still, the Packers, you would have liked a few more stops than what they got in 2011. You know, there were good things. There's things to build off of, to be, you know, be happy about. But the defensive performance as a whole has to come together. Cheesehead Kevin comments on the live blog, defense needs to get off the field, need three and outs. No doubt about it. And you know, that's I'm sure they've talked about that many times in the defensive meeting rooms and position group meetings and what have you. And I'm sure that's what they're working on this year. You know, getting three and outs, forcing punts, things like that, you know. It was always kind of seemed a little bit last year, too. It was the bend but don't break defense, at least a lot of times. You know, they'd get a stop when they needed it. It wouldn't necessarily always be a three and out, though. It'd be like the other team driving into your own territory and, you know, a drive ending with an interception or ending with a missed field goal or ending on four and out. You know, turning the ball over on downs. It never always was the three and out that you needed, you know, following a kickoff, but, you know, when the opponent is backed up on their own 20-yard line or whatever. But, like I said, it's a new season. Packers are working on it. You can't judge them this season until they actually play the game. So right now is the time to be positive, right? Like spring training in baseball, spring hope springs eternal, right? What is the football equivalent of hope springs eternal? It's kind of a good baseball quote just because of the word spring in there, and that's when the baseball season gets started, is in the spring of the year. It's like I don't know what the football equivalent would be, except that. You know, it's just everybody has a chance at this time. You know, it's at 0-0 right now, every team in the NFL. Everybody's got a chance at winning that Super Bowl. And you know, it does ring true in the NFL almost more so than other professional sports. Just it's the way the sport is set up that, you know, it's all so... teams can go from last to first within their division. It happens all the time in the NFL, in football. Worst to first, you know, within a division, you know, it rarely does that happen from worst to first from 32nd to 1 in the NFL. But teams can win their division, though, you know, and it makes it competitive. The playing field is basically equal, you know, leveled out there. That's why people love the NFL. It's why America loves the NFL. People in droves just coming out to see games or watching it on TV. Huge ratings. I don't need to tell you this. Everybody knows it. That the NFL is the most popular sport in America and has been for quite a while with no end in sight. But yeah, I mean, that's why we're sitting here today talking about it and listening about it, right? Everybody loves football. It's nothing new. You know, perhaps just one more comment before I go here. Also in this morning's Packers Daily Links, there was an article at Fox Sports Wisconsin yesterday about linebacker DJ Smith and how he doesn't view himself as playing AJ Hawk's position on the field. Of course, the Packers have two inside linebackers, what they call the Mac and the Buck inside linebackers. Desmond Bishop playing the Mac, AJ Hawk playing the Buck, you know, the starters from last year. And an interview with DJ Smith saying that he kind of is the number two Mac linebacker behind Desmond Bishop, and he sees Rob Francois as being AJ Hawk's backup. It was just kind of, you know, I think it's just DJ Smith playing coy. But it was kind of a weird quote that he would go so far as to say that. You know, I don't think he really wants to be perceived as a person who's out to get AJ Hawk. And that's probably why. And, you know, I can't blame DJ Smith. Nobody wants to be thought of as that type of a person. But, I mean, I really wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into that quote. Basically, if you read the whole article, defense coordinator Dom Capers says that DJ Smith can play either position. It's not really a big deal. And I don't think the Packers would hesitate to put DJ Smith at either one of the inside linebacker positions, you know, if need be. You know, training camp's got to play itself out. I don't know as if the Packers are going to make a move, at least right away, inserting Smith into the starting lineup ahead of an A.J. Hawk, where A.J. Hawk fits into the Packers' plans in the future. You know, I don't know. But I just, you know, the way DJ Smith has been trending, the way he's played since coming to Green Bay, his performance as a rookie, he looks like a good candidate to play, get some more playing time. And A.J. Hawk looks like perhaps maybe a good candidate to lose some playing time. Not to say he loses his job, but, you know, it's just the way things are, like I say, trending up and down. And, you know, everybody's ready to let things play out in training camp. Give DJ Smith a chance to prove himself. Maybe he falls flat on his face and you know, he's not ready yet. Maybe A.J. Hawk has a tremendous training camp and is ready to put together the best season of his career. He's still young enough to do it. Who knows? We find these things out starting in late July. You know, what is today? So today is the 27th of April. Is that it? So that is, you know, exactly 1 month from today is the first, or 1 month from yesterday, the 26th of July, is the first training camp practice, correct? I think so. So we're almost there. It's getting to be that time. We're getting close. But yeah, interesting how close we are. Yeah, we're almost there. Getting to training camp time period. By the time the 4th of July holiday is all over, we'll be almost there. Almost there. It's 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us so much this morning, folks, here at CheeseheadTV.com, joining us here in our Railbird Central podcast. We'll be back once again on Friday, wrapping up the week here on Railbird Central. As I say always, make sure to tune in all week long for all your Packers news coverage right here at CheeseheadTV.com. We'll see you Friday. On behalf of everybody else here at Cheesehead TV, I'm Brian Kirivu. Have a good week. Have a good Wednesday. We'll see you back here two more days in a little while. So I leave you with a song today called Nemo by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.